One of the baristas is watching the whole thing with the annoyed expression of a person who has taken a public service job without any desire to be in proximity of said public.
My name is Jacob. I'm here for your job orientation. Ida, the owner of this fine establishment, could not be here today, as she is not feeling well. I wish I had arrived earlier so I could buy your coffee. Nice to see you're so prompt, though.
Big exhale. His shoulders settle.
Is it all right if I sit with you, or shall I conduct this meeting from that table over there?
She pretends to consider this. I think it's fine if we sit at the same table, she says. He nods.
I probably do come off more professionally when I'm not yelling across the room, he says.
Same. He sits again. Slower this time, as though the previous interaction took a little bite out of his self-confidence.
So, how's Berlin treating you so far? Ida mentioned you only arrived a few days ago.
Last week, yes, and it's really good. She's stumbling over her words and has to remind herself to slow down. Berlin is really good.
Wonderful.
He sips his coffee. Do you work here, then? She needs clues. Where is this man from? Why is he so familiar?
I work here very part-time while I'm in school. Ida is a family friend of my mother's, so I've been doing this for 5 years now?
This isn't helpful. Oh, and so where are you from?
Here. And I know you're from Canada, but not what part?
Southwest Saskatchewan, she says. He nods.
Ah,
he says, as though he's familiar with Southwest Saskatchewan. This would be strange. No one is familiar with Southwest Saskatchewan. Have you been there? But he disappoints her again.
No. Is it close to Montreal? My sister's going to school there.
I think it'd be a 30 or 40-hour drive to Montreal from my house. He looks impressed, as though the vastness of her home country reflects positively on Nora herself, like she'd had some part in it. The orientation goes quickly. They talk at the table, then he walks her around behind the counter and introduces her to her new co-workers, a couple of rainbow-haired teenagers. This interaction, if you wrote it down on paper, would appear perfectly pleasant and polite. But afterward, Nora felt there was a subtext she couldn't quite grasp, and she wasn't sure if it was a cultural thing, or if she had, without realizing it, reached that age where high school-aged kids inexplicably loathe you. When the meeting is over, she has one more moment. As he says goodbye of disorientation, an overwhelming urge to hug him, even kiss him, as though that's how they always say goodbye. But he leaves, and it passes. She is sure now that she doesn't actually know this person. It was in her head, maybe something similar to jet lag. Maybe she recognized him to make herself feel better. A reaction to unfamiliarity overload, like how your body stops feeling cold when you're about to freeze to death, starts to actually feel hot. She doesn't know that as he walks to his car, he's working through a similar set of questions.
Where do I know her from? Why did she feel like someone I've loved before? Why did that feel like a reunion rather than a meeting?
But he, too, will write it off as a trick of the mind. Like the time a hypnotist at a birthday party in the middle of July on a sweltering hot day was able to make him believe he was very cold.